This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Defense leaders meet amid dissent over tanks for Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The leaders gathering at an air base in Germany have heard an impassioned plea for more aid from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as they struggle to resolve ongoing concerns over who will provide battle tanks and other military aid to his country. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin warned as the meeting opened, "This is a crucial moment. Russia is regrouping, recruiting, and trying to re-equip." Zelensky, speaking live via video link, told the gathering that terror does not allow for discussion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Nations said Friday its first humanitarian convoy had reached the area around Soledar, which has seen some of the fiercest fighting in Ukraine and eastern Ukraine in recent weeks. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Spokesman Jens Laerke says supplies from the three-truck humanitarian convoy, which departed from Dnipro, were being offloaded.
It is intended for 800 people who remain in this area, which has been contested, which has seen its fair share of hostilities, and there's widespread destruction. So people are in dire need of aid there. So we are happy that this convoy has indeed reached.
He says more convoys are expected in the days ahead. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Russia's war against Ukraine is hitting Africans particularly hard by exacerbating food insecurity and putting an unnecessary drag on the continent's economy. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said in Senegal's capital, Dakar, on Friday. This is VOA News. Seven soldiers were killed in an attack Friday by al-Shabaab on a military camp in a Somali town retaken by the army this week in a major offensive against the jihadist group, the government said. The information ministry said that a senior military commander was among those killed. It said more than 100 al-Shabaab fighters were killed. Al-Shabaab said it was behind the attack, claiming its fighters had overrun the camp and killed more than 150 soldiers. The information could not be independently verified. Google parent Alphabet is eliminating 12,000 jobs, Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
Google parent firm Alphabet is to cut about 12,000 jobs. A staff memo by chief executive Sundar Pichai was shared with Reuters. In it, he said the company had rapidly expanded headcount in recent years, but that was for what he called a different economic reality than the one we face today. The layoffs are global and will impact US staff straight away. The cuts follow a similar move made by rival firm Microsoft. Earlier this week, it said it would lay off 10,000 workers.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. Former US President Donald Trump and one of his attorneys have been ordered by a Florida judge to pay nearly $1 million for filing what the judge says was a bogus lawsuit. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Trump sued his 2016 presidential rival Hillary Clinton, some of her top advisors, former FBI Director James Comey, and other FBI officials involved in the investigation into whether Trump's 2016 presidential campaign had coordinated with Russia to sway the outcome of the election. Trump accused the parties of conspiring to sink his winning presidential campaign by accusing him of having ties to Russia. U.S. District Judge Donald Middlebrooks sanctioned Trump, saying that he had a pattern of abuse of the courts for filing frivolous lawsuits for political purposes. I'm Donna Warder.
Thousands of protesters demanding the ouster of President Dina Boluarte poured into Peru's capital, clashing with police who fired tear gas. Many came from remote Andean regions where 55 people have died amid unrest since Peru's first leader from a rural Andean background was removed from office last month.
At a time when the new Republican House majority is promising additional scrutiny of U.S. spending on Ukraine in its fight with Russia, Matt Haynes speaks with ordinary Americans about their enthusiasm for continuing to send Kyiv billions of dollars of U.S. military equipment. That story and more can be found later on our website, voanews.com.
I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.